Final round of locker room chats here on KNZA as the first round of the high school football playoffs is upon us. Hard to believe it goes by quick, and we're joined now by Perry LeCompton, football coach. That is Mike Paramore. It's brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry and then Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment as well. Well, let's go to the regular season finale last week, Coach. A win and get in scenario. Your team had to go on the road, beat Hiawatha to get into the playoffs. You do exactly that in big-time fashion. 41-7, the final score. Take us back to last week. What'd you like? What'd you see?
Our guys came out ready to play. That's probably the most complete game we've played all year, and it's a good time of year to be playing that way. We've always talked about, and things we had to clean up as the year went on is making sure we value the ball, and we did. We took care of the football, didn't turn it over, and on the other side of it, four turnovers, and we also played pretty clean, only had a couple penalties. And so from that standpoint, did the things we talk about, take care of us, get better, and those things have been paid off for us.
That had to have felt really, really good, because we've talked on a weekly basis throughout the year, coming off losses and just, we play okay, things just don't go, our way that night, and the kids have been battling all year long, and you just want to be playing your best football at the right time. You've preached that, and you mentioned the most complete game probably against Hiawatha last week. So to win that game the way you did, to get into the playoffs now, riding a little bit of momentum, just how does that feel from your perspective, your coaches, with a little more positivity with this team and a little feel of momentum going into this week 9 tilt?
Yeah, most definitely. It's good to come out with a win, and also within the process of doing that, playing well. And so our kids were excited about it, and we're glad to get that opportunity to get in. We know it's a tough road in front of you when you come in as a four seed and 15 overall in that bracket. But, we're looking for an opportunity and willing to go play hard. But, yeah, hopefully we can carry that momentum, and it was good to see us play well on Friday night and get that win.
Yeah, you guys are going to go to Santa Fe Trail on Friday. We'll talk about that first-round matchup in the next segment. But an opportunity. This is our final conversation here in 2025, and as always, we appreciate the time, but maybe kind of a tip of the cap to this senior class that kind of leads this team for you guys. What is it going to mean to go on a little bit of a run here, take at least one more game into the postseason with this senior class that you've seen grown, over the last 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, most definitely. And they're a fun group. And we've talked all along, and I've said it all along. They're a great group to be around. They're a great group of kids. I enjoy going to practice with them. I enjoy being around them at school. They do things the right way. So to see us have some success at the end and see it come together, and tribute to them that they've hung in there, because when you face a tough season and things aren't going the way you want, it's real easy to quit or find a way out or do something that's maybe less than your best effort. But they've answered the bell every week and have come in prepared and want to work hard and want to be coached and have done those things, and it's good to see them be rewarded with a chance to keep playing.
Perry LeCompton football coach Mike Paramore joining us. They go to Santa Fe Trail in the first round of the playoffs on Friday night. We'll get his thoughts on that matchup after a timeout here on KNZA. Final opportunity in a few minutes here with Perry LeCompton football coach Mike Paramore. It's our week 9 locker room chat brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry, also Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. So you beat Hiawatha, you get into the postseason, and your first round playoff matchup is at undefeated Santa Fe Trail. One, this is the team you saw in the first round last year. You were able to go on the road, get a win. You guys made a nice run into the quarterfinals a year ago, but the Santa Fe Trail team, 5 regular season wins last year. They are undefeated here in 2025. They are 8-0. You see them for a second consecutive year. What's the biggest difference you see with this Santa Fe Trail team maybe compared to last year's matchup?
I think they've grown up. I mean, they were pretty young last year, and so that group came back pretty much intact, and they've been an explosive group offensively. I mean, they put up a lot of points in games, and their quarterback's a dynamic player. I mean, he can do things, and he's one definitely going to have to contend with. And Coach Slade down there, I've known him for a long time, and he's done a great job since he stepped in there at Trail, and they're well coached. They're going to play hard, and we got our hands full.
Schematically, do they do things on tape, whether it's offense or defense, maybe some things that you've seen from other opponents here this season?
Similar to maybe like what St. Mary's. I mean, actually, they kind of run a lot of what we do with some quarterback run game and what they're trying to do to get the ball in his hands and let him do some things. So just a pretty balanced team. They got some nice skill guys. They're big up front. And defensively, they fly around and make plays, and they've been a very dominant team this year.
Can you take much away from the game film last year? You mentioned they were a little bit young, so they probably have a lot of familiar faces, just a year older here in 2025. Do you take much from that game film last year in terms of the preparation here this team or this season?
Nothing. Yeah, I mean, we always like to look back the year before and just kind of see what we did going in and refresh ourselves on how we went in to defend them, because they're, you know, fairly similar in what they're doing. Good teams continue to do what they do, and that's why they're successful and hang their hat on some certain things. But there's some new wrinkles in what they're doing. But it was good to review that and refresh that and also see what they've changed and what they've added to their arsenal that we need to prepare for.
Finally, Coach, give us a few key contributing factors to get a win this week and move on to the next round.
Yeah, the beat stays the same. I mean, we got to, you know, take care of us and have a great week of practice and make sure we go in and then, you know, play assignment sound football, go execute at a high level, play with a lot of energy, and as always, value the football. Make sure we take care of it and see if we can create some turnovers and make some big plays.
There it is. Perry LeCompton football coach Mike Paramore joining us. The Cause open up the 3A playoffs Friday night on the road at undefeated Santa Fe Trail. Coach, we always appreciate the time all season long. Good luck here in the playoffs, and we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Always enjoy talking to you guys and talking football.